Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad that you're with me, mostly that you are studying the Word of God. I pray that the Lord will just open up what He wants to say to you today through His Word. The Lord will speak to us. He uses His Word to do it, and it's one of the reasons that we go to Him in prayer as we begin our study, because He's our true teacher, and He will speak to each of us, both individually and collectively. So let's go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time today. Heavenly Father, we just want to bless You and give You thanks for Your Word. We know, Lord, it is indeed a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And when we study it, You're right here with us, and You're guiding us and leading us by Your Holy Spirit into all truth. And then, Lord, You'll empower us to live according to that truth as well. We just ask for those things today. Ask that You'd be with us and that Your presence would prevail over this study today. We bless You. We thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Pilate Brings Jesus to the Judgment Seat. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 13. The Apostle John wrote after appealing to the Jewish leaders and people to behold Jesus, Pilate sought to release Him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." And in chapter 19, verse 13 of his book, John shared, "When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat." Where we read, "When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat," in a place that is called the pavement. But in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. The verse reads, "When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth." John began with the words, "When Pilate therefore," which means at the time and moment, Pilate, whose name means armed with a spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, heard that saying, or was endowed with a faculty for hearing, perceiving, and understanding the utterance, declaration, and proclamation of the Jewish people who told him he was not a friend of Caesar if he let Jesus go. He brought Jesus forth, which means he, Pilate, led, guided, and directed the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, out and away. John shared how Pilate heard the Jewish people's words about him not being a friend of Caesar if he let Jesus go free, so he led Jesus in front of him again. The verse goes on to say, "and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement," but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. John continued with the words, "and sat down in the judgment seat," or "and was seated, fixed, and established in the platform tribute, or official seat of a judge, in a place that is called the pavement," which means within a location that is named, maintained, and known near the Praetorium or Palace of Jerusalem. But in the Hebrew, or however notwithstanding, and moreover, in the Hebrew or Chaldee language, Gabbatha, which means elevated, a platform or elevation. John shared how Pilate was seated upon the Bema seat of judgment, located within the place known as a mosaic or tessellated work, which was an elevated platform. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Pilate continued to attempt to find a way to set Jesus free. But now the Jewish people were telling him he was not a friend of Caesar if he released Jesus. Pilate took Jesus to the judgment hall, where Pilate sat upon a throne of judgment that was located within an area of mosaic or tessellated work where judges made decisions. Pilate was to judge Jesus, and every person who considers who Jesus is becomes a judge of him as well. Those who yield their lives to Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. And those who reject Him shall be on their own as they stand before Jesus one day, to be judged by him. Next time, John shares how Pilate tells the people to behold your king. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.